So Sheni Vayeshev features the primordial sin of the Jewish people, the beginnings of Mechiras Yosef, right? And of course, it continues on in Shlishi as well. What often gets overlooked in terms of general arc of the story is Reuven's role, as attested to here, but also Reuven's role as attested to later on in Sefer Bereishis. When things are not going well for the brothers, and Reuven says, I told you. You are unwilling to listen to me at the time, but I told you that this was, beyond the pale. Al techatu vayalad. That's later on. So, the Ramban puts everything together and says that there were certain things that Reuven did here that were effective. There were other things that he did that were, not received. But you have to sort of figure out what exactly was going on. So, the Ramban says that as Yosef was approaching, they not only plotted to kill him, but they plotted to kill him in such a way that was binich lehem, without any kind of conspiratorial, not biyadayim, not literally to take him and to lynch him, as horrible as that sounds. But as he got closer, whether it was Shimon and Levi, as Chazal like to say, or other brothers, whoever it was, So that sounds much more direct. That's not grama. That's not okay leaving a person, to be exposed or to be attacked in some other way, but like literally to kill them. So Vayomer Alehem Ruvain, Al Tishbech Udam, Hashlicho Sola Bar Azah, Sherbim Bar, Viyad Al Tishbech Uba, Laman, Hatilo Sam Yadam, Hashivo Alaviv. So Reuven says that is a bridge too far, and the Ramban says that in the end they were Makabil from him, that, okay, we want to get rid of him, he's a problem, Vinira Mayu Chalomosav, in fact, we can't take him anymore, but at the end of the day, this is something we're not willing to do, we're not willing to actually lynch him. So we'll leave him to die by exposure, be'achad ha'boros, in one of the pits asher b'amidbar. And that, seems to be, quote-unquote, an acceptable solution to them. But Reuven, of course, l'man hatzilos mi'adam ha'shivo al-aviv, Reuven has a different agenda, and that is, number one, to save Yosef's life, and that the Torah credits with him with. The Torah says, v'yishma Reuven, they would have killed him on the spot, so that needs to be very clear to all of us that it wasn't Yehuda who saved Yosef, it was Reuven. They would have quite literally lynched him on the spot. Now there's a second point here, which is, I think, even more remarkable, an attestation to Reuven's character. L'man atzilos miadam means to save him, to save his life. Right, but you could have arranged things, and this is what Yehuda, in fact, suggests in the next aliyah. That okay, we're not going to kill him, but he's not going back to his father, because that's the problem: is that he's the favorite, and we're going to be left out in the cold, or worse, whatever they were afraid of exactly in terms of Yosef doing to them. Hamaloch timloch aleinu, imashol timshol bano. But Reuven says lahashivo el aviv, right? That is a great attestation to Reuven's character. L'hashivo l'aviv means to bring him all the way back to Yaakov and to say that, he will be the favorite. And especially after this, right? If Yosef was, mevidi basam ra'al avihem, if Yosef was telling Yaakov of lesser crimes, so they would have to assume at this point that, Reuven would have to be aware of the fact that Yosef would tell Yaakov about, by the way, Dad, this mission you sent me on, it almost went, terribly wrong. I ended up in this pit. Reuven had to come pull me. So, l'hashivo l'aviv means that Reuven was not just reconciled to the idea of saving Yosef, but he was reconciled to the idea of reuniting Yosef, with Yaakov. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in the context of the name Reuven. Reu, Leah said, Ma ben beni levein chami. Look how different Reuven is than Esav, right? Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, even though Esav, midaite, zavne lebchora, that Esav willingly sold the Bechora, and then he gets really upset and he plots to, you know, kill Yaakov. And Reuven wanted to be the Bechor, and in some sense he was, Reuven Bechor Yata, and Reuven Bechor Yisrael. But, you know, he was not the favorite. He was the Ben Hasnua. He was the Bechor, you know, Ben Hasnua. And Yosef was very much the Ben Ha'uva. As the Torah returns to in Parshas Ki Tzei, say, Lo yuchal vaker es Ben Ha'uva al p'nei Ben Hasnua Bechor. Yaakov's, you know, real mistake was to be Makir Ben Habanim, and okay, you know, we can talk about Tuvachalo Yitzuei Aviv, that, you know, maybe Reuven remained the Bechor. The Sforna says, B'tine Shamayim, he remained the Bechor. Yosef, Ani Nasati Lecha Shechem Achar Alachecha. But whatever it is, the Gemara is pointing out that Reuven knew that, you know, he had the most to lose by Yosef staying alive, and in particular, not just Latzil Som Yadam, but Yosef staying connected to Yaakov, and he did it anyway. And that is an enormous attestation to Reuven's character, to the depth of his tshuva, right? If the whole Maisa Bilha was really, as Chazal pointed out, because he was concerned about his Bechora being diluted, think about how far he's coming. This person is a clear and present danger to his Bechora, in every sense of the term. And yet Reuven, you know, has this dual agenda. Laman Hatzilo Somi Adam is one thing, you know, say, okay, let's not be murderers. I think, you know, that's something that even the brothers could accept at this point when they're not thinking, you know, particularly clearly. But Lashivo Al Aviv is an entire different level, and it's an incredible recommendation of his character.